Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is. Mokarum Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, y'all. 281-222-2222. If you or a loved one's ever injured in an accident, you know exactly who you need to call. It's Mokarum Injury Lawyers, 281-222-2222. We are at Talyards in Sugar Land. Y'all come on out and hang with us. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. This Football Friday is supported by Tomball Ford as well. Academy Sports and Outdoors, Tomball Ford, two staples in this city and the surrounding areas. Greatly appreciate them helping support our little truck show here on every Friday afternoon. Again, there we got all kind of giveaways. We got four Academy gift cards. We got a Jaden Higgins autographed helmet. We've got the first 50. Folks that come in the building, we've got some collectibles, some glasses that they had made up each show. You got Payne and Pendergast were giving away today, and if you come to four different live broadcasts, you can get the entire collection of the cups. Really cool idea by Boss Man Parker. That was pretty cool. The Payne and Pendergast is tremendous. You got big ass Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast, old ball head, popped up there on the glass. It's pretty cool. Also, the big message I want to put out there, we're giving away two Texans tickets to the Cardinals game, which is later in the season, so you don't panic or anything, but it's later in the season. We're going to give away every Friday at our Football Friday live broadcast, we're going to give away two tickets and a parking pass. It's going to be to the Cardinals game or the Colts game later in the season. And today it's the Cardinals game. It also consists of a parking pass. We're going to do that every Friday as we roll through the season. And again, that is courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. Big shout out to them for making that happen. That's a big time prize right there. And we gave away a free oil change a little earlier. Again, thanks to Tomball Ford, a proud supporting sponsor of Football Fridays. Now let's get to Talyards here. This is a tremendous place. Want to encourage everybody to come on out. And what we've got going on here at Talyards in Sugar Land, we're right next to Constellation Field, the home of the Space Cowboys. No longer the Skeeters. We've been reminded. Apparently we said Skeeters a few times. It is the Space Cowboys. But this place is tremendous. Kid-friendly, family-friendly, great food, great drinks, great staff. You got to come by. If you can get by here today, we'd love to see you. If you can't, don't forget about the place. It's absolutely tremendous. Get by here. Again, kid-friendly. You can have some adult conversations inside. The kids can run and play. And here's the deal. If you come up here today, if you're already here, great. If you come up here today, you can hang for the show. You get a chance to win all these items. But also, the owners have agreed to give everybody and anybody a tour of the brewery, which consists of a little surprise. Mm. I don't have the details of the surprise yet, but it consists of a little surprise from the Talyards crew here. And I'm going to strongly encourage – I had to go back for seconds, Ron. I had to go back for seconds. I'm going to strongly encourage, which they've agreed, there was the original deal was – that we're going to let y'all know tomorrow there's going to be some specials. Saturday there are going to be some specials on this one-year young bourbon barrel aged stout. It's the first birthday beer of Talyards. There's going to be a little special tomorrow, but they came out and said, no. Come on up here right now, and they're going to be selling it up here right now. And I'm telling you,
that's
this,
not playing around now.
This stout right here is absolutely tremendous. So come on up. And get you a bottle, get you a case, get you a little taste of it. It is absolutely tremendous. So get up to Talyards anytime that you can. Now would be great. We'd love to see you, but if not, keep them in front of mind anytime you get out and about. Now, Ron, we got a big game this weekend with the Texans and the Rams. This is a tremendous matchup. As a fan, I'm super excited not just to see the team play. But I a lot of times, whether you know there's a game wrecker on the other side, and it's really not fair to put this new offensive line and this new offensive line coach up against them and say, hey, well, you know, stop that guy, shut that guy down. I don't know how fair that is, right? You go up against a defending Super Bowl champ. I don't know how fair that is, right? But this is a good NFC team. That was a playoff team last year. That's got a really good defensive front, and. Ron, I think there's a couple of guys we got to get beyond handling these cats with kid gloves. I titled this, You Stroke 'Em and I'll Coach 'Em. A lot of stroking going on.
I'm not stroking them. But
well, I meant you as in D'Amico and Nick and the staff, this positive group, which I love, by the way. You know, you stroke 'em, I'll coach 'em. CJ Stroud.
I'm not sure.
It's time. It's time. We've been through a couple coordinators. We've been through I didn't have control of the offense. We've seen some tremendously great CJ Stroud. We've seen some hold on to the football too long. We've seen some sit back there and just get beat to death. It's time for CJ Stroud to take that next step. This is a contract year. This guy has played at the level of a top five quarterback in the league his first year. It's time that C.J. Stroud take the bull by the horns and become the face of the franchise and the leader of the team and the face of the team, the voice of the team. And at the end of the day, good, bad, or indifferent, it all falls at the feet of C.J. Stroud.
Hey, I have said, is this the year that – the pass that he has been given, is it over? Is this the season? I think he has gotten a bit of a pass. There is no quarterback who has the feel of, all right, hey, man, this guy is the dude. This guy is at least getting towards an elite-level quarterback. This guy is one of the best in the league, and their offense stink, and it leads to firing the coordinator, and it seems like he's 10th, 11th, 12th on the list. Even if it's true or not. I mean, we watched, and I know you shouldn't put him in this category, but this is how some people think he should be trending towards. Mark Andrews dropped a touchdown. And what do you hear about Baltimore? Man, I just don't trust because Lamar can't win big games. It's unfair, that position, but you know that position. Yeah. Hell, I mean, Josh Allen's defense can't stop guys for 13 seconds. He gave him the lead with 13 seconds and a kickoff. Josh just can't win the big games. Kids just can't. It's unfair or not, and I'm wondering, is this the last year? I'm seeing it at the national level, at a at a local level, like, hey man, this is all Bobby, or this is all the injuries, this is all. Is this the last year that we stop talking about CJ as if he is in that company or moving towards that company, and then start having the expectations that you should have about somebody in that company?
Yeah, look, it's I think all young quarterbacks go through it. And I think CJ jumped on the scene and played great football right away. Amazing. So the expectations go through the roof, probably unfairly. And so this past year, you know, he wasn't terrible, but the team wasn't offensively as good as everybody hoped. And so he takes a little bit of the blame. All that, I'm getting out of the rearview mirror and just looking forward. It's just time, right? You now have power to protect yourself at the line of scrimmage to keep you from getting all the hits, right? You now have an understanding of what it looks like to play that efficient, I'll call it Brady-like quarterback. And you also have the experience of trying to do too much, I would say. Let's this vertical attack. Like the experience is there. It's time for this thing to be about C.J. Stroud. And I don't mean that negatively. I just mean it's time, man. They're fixing to pay this cat $60 to $65 million a year to be the face of the franchise. And it's got to be about more than, hey, man, we just like the dude. He's a good dude. And, hey, man, he had a hell of a rookie year. Like, it's got to be – This is CJ's year, man, to be to really I think come into his own and really hit stride of who he's going to be as a quarterback.
Text line coming through. LOL, CJ Pal Pals, a frequent listener. CJ has only been in the league 2 years. No, you can't have it both ways, yeah. Jack.
Well,
you can't have it as like, hey man, CJ is that dude, that dog. I can hear Larry now. Well, I can see Larry. He's that dog. He's that dude. And your offense finished 22nd, and you go from five interceptions to the teens or to 12, and then just be like, ah, oh, man, it's Bobby Slowick. It was everything in front of him. Hell, Bobby didn't run him out there to throw some of them interceptions.
Well, the point is, the big point here is it's bigger. Like, at some point, like after the season, if it's not a great season, it can't be about Nick Caley. Like, it can't be about the next guy. At some point, it's got to be laid at the feet of the $16-plus million man. And I just think it's time for C.J. Stroud to become that guy. And it's the experience of the past is one reason why he's ready. Because the same cat that'll say, oh, he's only been in the league 2 years. Well, hell, in one more season, you got to pay him $65 million a year. He's only been in the league 3 years. This is the year. It's all set up for C.J. Stroud to take this bull by the horns, and he needs to do it.
And I'm going to shut up real quick. But I don't mean to speak for you, but I think I can. We believe that he can be that guy.
Oh, I've seen it.
And that is why you should hold him to that.
Yeah, look, I've seen it, and people can hold him to whatever the hell they want.
This ain't Bryce Young.
People can hold him. Look, people, you can hold him to whoever the hell you want him to hold him to. I know what I've seen, and I know what the cat's capable of, and he's going to have to get back to that for this team to take that next step and really make us a Super Bowl contender. And I think this is the time to make it happen. Right, this is C.J. Stroud's year, and we've got to see the best that C.J. Stroud has to offer. On the defensive side of the football, the guy we're talking about, it seems like they just keep getting stroked and told how great they are and how this and that. Jalen Petrie. I like Jalen Petrie.
I don't know if I can get with this.
I think, well, yeah, that's fine. It's not a knock. It's just, hey, it's time for Jalen Petrie's ass to stay healthy. It's time for Jalen Petrie's ass to cover. You know, the weakness of what Jalen Petrie brings to the table, I think the question mark there is the ability to cover in this defense. I think they're going to pressure and play a lot of man at times. And Jalen Petrie needs to stand up and be able to cover the way that he's covered in the past and not be a liability for this defense. He needs to stay healthy. He needs to be around all year long. We've heard and talked about, they gave him money. They paid him again.
They paid him, so that does –
They paid him again.
Change expectations.
Yeah, I need Jalen Petrie to be there in the damn playoffs when it matters the most. I need C.J. Stroud on the offensive side of the football and Jalen Petrie on the defensive side of the football. Let's take these kid gloves off and let's go play some damn football. Let's come into our own. Let's take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and take this team to the next level.
They went and paid him, in a manner when they didn't have to.
Yeah.
Because they believed in him, and yeah. It's,
well, I believe in him. I like him. I like what we've seen, but it's time to go to a Pro Bowl. You know what I mean? It's time to he's got Pro Bowl ability. It's time to get there. It's time to take the next step. Those are the two guys that I want to see take the next step and improve and really take the ownership of what's going on here on this football team. I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Ugly. We are at Talyards up in Sugar Land, right next to Constellation Field. If you're familiar with the Space Cowboys, come on through and hang out with us. The Texans, they kick at 3:25 on Sunday.
This guy looks like he's about to get busy. Rams,
Texans, 3:25 Sunday. Ron, I got a couple of key matchups for you here real quick, man. Key matchups to watch. And now, look, I think there's for the Texans, I think there's just a couple of things that could potentially cause some major problems if they don't handle it well, right? And here's what we got. Adams and Puka Nacua. Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. Two really good receivers. I would say, Ron, I was thinking about this earlier. I would say this offensive coordinator, quarterback, and two receiver group, just the pass catchers, they don't get talked about enough in that Cincinnati Bengal conversation.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
because they just came together,
right? Well, Devontae just got there. Yeah, but I mean that. Like, I think when you talk about a wide receiver combo, and you talk about a great quarterback and a great play caller, I think they're in the same breath, right? Jamar Chase is clearly a monster. I'm not saying either one of these guys are Jamar Chase, but that same breath. Like, this is going to be a serious challenge, and I think the challenge is this. I think it's Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua versus Kamari Lassiter. You talked a little bit about it earlier about Kamari Lassiter and about who is Kamari Lassiter. What does he end up doing? Kamari Lassiter is going to catch one of those two guys probably early and often. What does that look like?
Yeah.
I think that is a key matchup in this game on the defensive side of the football. Offensively, Fisk and Puna Ford, the two big interior guys for the Rams versus our center, Jake Andrews, and right guard, whether it's Juice Scruggs or Ed Ingram, one of those two. That, to me, those are matchups in this game that could cause real problems for the Texans or could be the reason why they win convincingly. Like, those are two matchups that, boy, whichever way they go, are going to really impact this game in a major way.
Well, it's interesting. That first one, you got two guys that are calling plays that are not good but great at it in Sean McVay and D'Amico Ryans that are calling plays that are going against each other that want to dictate stuff. And it is going to be really fascinating how much D'Amico says, well, here, I'm going to dictate this. Does Stingley follow anybody? Because, I mean, there's not a – like, do you say, all right, Stingley, you're going to follow Adams or you're going to follow Puka? It's tough because both of them are really, really good, and it's not like a Tyreek Hill that sticks out or Amari Cooper that just sticks out that can hurt you, because he could dictate a lot of that. He could dictate and say, bam, I'm going to have him on Puka Nacua, and then I'm just going to double with Adams on the other side. And it maybe forces Sean McVay not to be able to dictate who he wants to put guys in, because they'll move all those guys.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I accidentally left it out of my Jalen Petrie spiel about, you know, you stroke him and I'll coach him.
Stroking anyone.
Well, this is I'm not meaning you, like, specifically, just generally speaking.
I want to make that clear to the listeners.
Well, there's just a lot of stroking going on around here. And it's just time. It's time, man. The one thing we can't have happen this year, and this is on D'Amico, by the way, Jalen Petrie can't get locked up in a man situation with Devontae Adams again.
I'm talking in the first quarter, let alone a game
at all. And if he does, Jalen Petrie's got to know, I got to tackle his ass.
Yeah,
I can't let him get off the line and get
gone. Let's get a five yard holding
or a PI, man. Let's not let this thing go to the house, hit his head on the goalpost kind of deal. So got to get that figured out. I meant to mention that in my Jalen Petrie spiel. Like, you can't be the duck. I ain't saying you got to go out there and cover like Derek Stingley Jr., but damn it, you can't be a duck now.
Yeah, no. That's also a deal of how to maybe with how he uses his coverage with Derek Stingley or however. could absolutely be more dictating of what he can do.
Yeah.
To where he can't follow that matchup. Right? Like, you know Sean McVay is probably going to try to sneak those guys in the slot. What does DeMeco do with that? Does he allow that to be Jalen Petrie? Or does he force a switch? Like, what does he do when Sean McVay makes that move? If you're saying Puka Nacua, you are going to be followed by Derek Stingley Jr., well, that kind of takes that out and makes that decision for you. But that is going to be a fascinating matchup between those two. All right, coming up as we continue, the lineups are out, and it wouldn't be a just any day that ends in Y if there wasn't an Astros injury, and there are multiple brand new injuries to guys on the Astros and guys going to the IL. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it out here, baby. There we go now. Having a good time out here. A little Football Friday here in Sugarland at Talyard's. And, a lot of fun being had. If you're in the building or you're on your way, we are upstairs here. There's indoor, outdoor, anything you want to do, you can do here. But we are about to hook somebody.
Wait a minute.
No.
Anything.
Absolutely anything.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, listen, Chuck knows them bathrooms have been used late night. Ain't just been changing tables
come
in there
now.
Somebody's gotten fresh.
Anything. Go. Anything?
Anything goes in here. That was real old to me. When I say fresh, somebody's gotten fresh. That was real old. But no, coming up here, as soon as this segment ends, we will hook somebody up with that game-size Jaden Higgins signed helmet. That's what we're going to hook up someone here after this segment ends. And remember, in the 5 o'clock hour, as we continue, your chance to win a pair of tickets. Later on in the season against the Arizona Cardinals. Two tickets against the Arizona Cardinals, courtesy of your Houston area Ford dealers. as they are a proud supporting sponsor of Football Fridays. And you get a parking pass. So two tickets, parking pass, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. All you have to do is put your name, grab a ticket, put it in the raffle box, and then you'll have a chance to be a winner coming up here in just a bit. All right, I know it is a Football Friday, Clint, but the Astros, which has now become a big series, they will take on the Rangers coming up. And
Rangers have done snuck up, ain't they?
They really have. I thought they were dead. They got about three or four games under 500, and then they've just kind of gone off, and they've gotten themselves tight in that. I think they're a game and a half, maybe a game behind the Mariners. So they are really closing in, and they are definitely in the playoff race.
Yeah, they're five back the Astros. They're a game and a half back the Mariners. The Astros right now have a 3.5 game lead on the Mariners in the division. 3.5 on the Mariners, 5 on the Rangers.
So this and they've got Merrill Kelly going today, who is a big guy they got on the trade deadline from Arizona, who's pitched pretty well for them. But before we give you the lineups to get you set up for that, it's the Astros, so of course there's injuries. We understand that bullpen has taken some hits injury-wise, especially with Hader in the back end of that, but Bennett Sousa also going down on the IL. Well, they're going to add another one. Caleb Ort. I know a guy you have liked, Clint. Caleb Ort.
Big fella.
He has been placed on the IL second straight day, right elbow inflammation. Yesterday it was, or 2 days ago, was Spencer Arrighetti. He had right elbow inflammation, and now Caleb Ort, right elbow inflammation. And he has cleared a spot for Tyler's guy. Colton Gordon is back. And he is back, and he is actually starting tonight for the Astros in Arlington. But they're bringing him up. They lose another member of that bullpen that they need help to try to get to. Brian Abreu, Caleb Ort, another big one. When you start to think about, this is now the third guy out of that bullpen they've had to place on the IL here recently.
Well, he went out there and got shelled last night, so I'm glad to know that wasn't just him getting shelled. There was some kind of elbow issue that caused it. So
out there getting shit.
I don't know how much more this bullpen, really the whole rotation, not just the bullpen. I don't know how much more they can handle. I guess the only, one positive is well, hell no, that can't be, because you have to have at least four starters. So it's not like you can push that fourth guy into the bullpen. So we're running low on those guys as well. So it's getting a little bit ridiculous.
Start getting into Lance here.
No, they got into Lance a couple days ago, and it was not pretty.
Buried me in the H.
Yeah, you buried in the bullpen.
That's what we got to do. Of course, we got to get that. Bury me in the bullpen. get that added in there. All right, other news here with the Astros from an injury standpoint. Clint, a guy that was playing pretty well as somebody that was an option for them to face certain matchups, Zach DiCenzo, he was pulled from his minor league rehab assignment with an elbow sprain. Hell, he's coming off of the right hand inflammation issue that he had, and now in his minor league start, I'm not trying to laugh, but what in the hell is going on with these guys? He has to get pulled with an elbow sprain, and so it looks like there may be a setback there with a new injury going with that from him tonight. So a scary thing right there. Another bat there that they could have used. A guy that was swinging the bat pretty well earlier this year. He is looks like he has a setback with a new injury. So Zach DiCenzo, Caleb Ort, the latest of the injuries. Colton Gordon, he's getting the start tonight. Hunter Brown will go Saturday, with Luis Garcia going Sunday. So big series against the Rangers. More injuries that they've had to deal with. The lineup is out. Alvarez, who's got 8 hits over the last 2 games, he is batting second, and he's the DH tonight with Pena in front of him. Altuve's at second base. Again, Correa. Sanchez is in left field. Walker at first base. Caratini behind the plate. Trammell in his bat, his new bat, whatever new bat he's going to use tonight. He is in center field with Cam Smith in right. So that is the lineup tonight, and Colton Gordon gets the ball here. And again, Clint, this is one of those, and I like you said this early in the year coming out of the break, this is a series that feels like just don't get swept. Just don't get swept, because five can turn to two with the Rangers specifically if you get swept. And then who knows what the Mariners will do, because you're just, you know, 3.5 games. Just don't get swept. That's where this is. Right,
you know,
now.
I had split this remaining schedule in half, really, with the Astros, and not quite in half, but there was 20 games and I think 22 games to finish it up. The schedule was really soft those 20 games, and they peed down their leg a little bit on that, right? They weren't able to open this thing up. They kept it at 3.5. They weren't able to open it up the way that they could, given the opponents that they played. I think they had the Orioles 7 times, the Rockies 3 times. They had a chance to bust it wide open, and they didn't do that. And so now you put yourself in a position where I don't know if the schedule is you know, gets much more difficult, because you do have the A's and the Angels of several times that late running down here, but it's the head-to-head matchups.
You got the head-to-head with
It's the head-to-head, several with the Rangers, and I think three more or four more with the Mariners. Those are the games that when you in one series you can swing this thing three games, and that could be a problem. So, you know, hopefully, like you said, if you just don't get swept, you can hold on to this thing.
Yeah, the season really gets going, like coming to a head right now. They've got six. The next six games, three against the Rangers, three against the Mariners. That's it.
There you go.
The last time you face either one of those teams, right? Three against the Rangers. I'm sorry. No, check that. That's a little bit later on. You got three against the Rangers now, three against Toronto. Toronto's got the second best record in the American League. And then you have another run where you face the Rangers and the Mariners. Six in a row. So you want to create some distance before you get to that six-game stretch. But this is another six-game stretch where they play teams with winning records. The rest of it, as you said, the Braves who are out of it, the A's and the Angels who are out of it. But that run of those games, these six, and then that next six that starts September 15th with the Rangers and the Mariners, those are the ones that they really got to show up, the head-to-head matchups. All right, coming up, what the hell happened last night with the Cowboys and the Eagles? It started off nuts with a spit, and then it ended with a much tighter game than I think people expected. And how are the Texans able to use their number one weapon? How can they do that coming up on Sunday? We'll discuss that next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Talyard Brewing in Sugarland, right next to the Sugarland Space Cowboys Ballpark, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive, live here on a Football Friday, our first one of the year here in Talyards. Let's hear it up. Let's hear the people clap it up. There you go. We got a good crowd. Uh-oh, we're getting close to that 5 o'clock hour, so that means many of you are getting off work. So go ahead and bring your cell phone down here and enjoy yourself here in Sugar Land and have fun with us. Got a chance to win some prizes, including some tickets to the Texans and Cardinals a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. You got a chance to win $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. A lot still left to do here. Again, shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for Football Friday, also supported by Tom Ball Ford. So it's been a great, great time, and we look forward to hanging out with you all season long, every single Friday on Football Friday. Clint, we hadn't really got a chance to talk about it. I see it on the screens, replay of the game. I see people talking about it, Clint. The Eagles, Cowboys, and before we get to the game, you don't normally see first play of the game, the kickoff, results into a guy getting carted off, and at the same time, one of the most important players in the game, the best defensive player for the Eagles, gets ejected immediately before he even plays a single down because he went hock to a I mean, it was as if you were ready. We have not talked about that at all. Chris was at the ready. Shout out to Santiago as Tyler is out today, but Chris is in rare form. But he spits on Dak Prescott and gets ejected, and then the rest of the game happens. But it was a crazy, crazy scene. And I got to believe there's dudes even in his own locker room that are looking at him different. Like, I'm not going to lie to you, Clint. If I saw you, and you're my guy, if I saw you or Chris or Tyler, like, you about to get in a scuffle, like that guy you walked down who was talking trash to you about what happened at Tennessee, and you walked him outside of the bar, which is a terrible idea.
Terrible.
Awful.
I'm ashamed of it.
Because you want to bait him into fighting. Mm. But if your move to bait him was, I'm going to get this loogie up and I'm going to spit right on this dude. Like, I look at you different. I ain't going to lie to you. I look at you different. I know you called Framber a child earlier today. That's child behavior. Not even child. I mean, even worse, child behavior. But I got to believe there's some guys in his own locker room like, hey, man, really? Like, that was your move? Like, that was it? Like, I mean, cut block him. Hit him, like, kick him in his balls. Like, hit him in his throat. Like,
yeah.
I mean, spit on him. Like, and to be honest, for their defense, it was really downhill from there. I mean, the Eagles, I was surprised by that game to me. And I know Jalen Carter means a ton to them. He may be the second, third, hell, he may be the best defensive tackle in the game, and he obviously took himself out of the game, and the Eagles' defense looked a lot different without him. But the Cowboys, to me, appeared to really just stop themselves in that game. And I don't even say they just had a chance to win it. If you look at their mistakes, they got a fumble inside the 10. CeeDee Lamb drops a ball that could have kept a drive alive and maybe even got them at least in the field goal range with their kicker. And then CeeDee Lamb just drops, a wide-open pass that could have really changed the game in the fourth quarter. He had three or four drops in this game. I didn't think it was going to be a situation where I would come away and say, man, I think they should have won. I thought they'd be in the game, but I can't wait thinking, man, the Cowboys probably were the better team out there, you know, at times. If you just, I mean, obviously you can't take away the mistakes, which, you know, obviously hurts that, but they played a lot better and a lot tighter than I thought they would.
Yeah, they ran the ball effectively. Dak Prescott was nails the entire time. He was great in the pocket. The time that they did get pressure, he was able to slide in the pocket and get the ball down the field. Dak was tremendous. But that's the Cowboys' MO. When you don't have discipline, there just seems to be a culture and a standard that is missing in Dallas, what happens is it may be somebody different. It may be a different reason every game. But it's always something that they self-destruct and hold themselves back. Whether it's the Green Bay loss in the playoffs where it's a clock issue and you don't clock the football the right way, or it's CeeDee Lamb dropping footballs in critical moments. Not one, not two, but three different moments, I think, late in that game, CeeDee Lamb dropped balls. And so, that's uncharacteristic of him, but it's just its own brand for the Dallas Cowboys of the – just self-destructing that they do in any big moment. It just seems like there's always something that holds them back, and it's usually some level of preparation or some level of attention to detail that ends up holding them back. And that was on brand. I would have bet the Cowboys last night with the 8.5 points, but I did not bet it. But if I were going to bet, that's what I would have bet. But I would have never bet them to win that game.
I think Tyler lost on that. I think he thought it was going to be maybe a blowout in that. And I think did the game make you change your thought process on the Cowboys before seeing them? Because it did for me a bit.
No, not for me. I think the Cowboys are they're going to be a really good regular season team. Now they live in a division that is exponentially more difficult to navigate right now with the Washington Commanders playing the football that they're playing, and the Giants look like they're going to be at least moving in the right direction.
What's up with that? The Giants have become a real.
Well, they got
a sexy
they got a defense, boy. At least on paper they got a defense that's got a real chance. But the thought is I think the Cowboys are going to win as many of those games against those really good teams as they lose. And I think you're looking at a really good regular season football team once again. But when it all boils down to it, Nick, I hate to say it, but Nick Caserio's right. A lot of teams, if you just play sound football, a lot of teams will beat themselves. If you just go out there and you don't beat yourself, you play smart, you play sound, there's a lot of teams that'll beat themselves, and the Dallas Cowboys are one of them.
Weak-ass Cowboys.
Yeah, I watched that game thinking, okay, man, this was the first time this offense got together. You can clearly see there is going to be kind of growth in how they navigate Pickens, because he wasn't even really into the game. Tyler will tell you, that's the bet that he lost. That's the bet that he lost last night. Tyler
right.
told us today he had him with you know, a certain amount of catches that he didn't get. But you can see there's going to be something they can explore with that. CeeDee Lamb had more room, I think, a lot because of him. The running game was better than you thought. I feel like their offense is going to get better anyway. And I'm not going to lie to you, I watched it thinking, oh, my God, Jerry. I just wonder if Jalen Hurts would be able to get loose. He ran for two touchdowns. I think they were both broken plays or not design runs. Run for two touchdowns, you know, had scrambles where he extended third downs or drives on getting runs on third down. In my mind, I'm thinking, does he do that if Micah Parsons is out there? Is he busted loose if Micah Parsons is out there? I look at that, and that team to me, especially offensively, was a lot better. They looked a lot better under Eberflus. They looked a lot better with their corners healthy that they weren't healthy last year. I just looked at it. I'm like, man, what in the hell would that would have looked like if they had Micah Parsons out there? So I am. I think the Cowboys, I didn't think they were going to be terrible. I felt like they were like a 7-8 win team. And I don't know. This is absolutely their toughest game on the schedule on the road at Philadelphia. And – I honest to God, I think they should have won it. I think they should have won the game, and they didn't. And I don't know, that kind of changed the way that I view the Cowboys. Now, maybe Maybe they'll get hurt. Dak looked really good. I mean, it's a damn shame he had 188 yards passing because he sure as hell should have had way more than that. But I don't know, man. The Cowboys looked surprisingly to me a lot better. I didn't think they would get the doors blown off, but I didn't think, man, they are standing right up with
them. Yeah, I think one difference in watching the Cowboys from a positive perspective, I thought they did a really good job of managing the game. The game was still a one-possession game. They didn't get over-aggressive until they had to in the fourth quarter, you know, until the game was on the line and they had to. And, you know, living in that little bit more reserved world is probably where Dak needs to live if they're gonna and running the football. They stuck to the run. So I like the version of football that we saw from the Cowboys a lot more than them going out there and Dak throwing for 350 yards and losing and throwing two or three picks. I like what they did offensively. If CeeDee Lamb goes out there in any of the final, two or three drives, if he makes one of those catches, yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or, you know, they got a Miles Sanders fumbles, yep, you know, in the that red
hurt
zone.
Yeah.
That was a killer. All right. This is Football Talk on Sports Radio 610. It is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire as the Texans injury report is out. There are a couple of things that we're not surprised by, but there is one that I think we've got to look at that can have potential to affecting the game on Sunday. Another NFL game happening tonight. It started with the Cowboys and the Eagles we just talked about tonight. The Chiefs and the Chargers in an AFC West battle, they get going. We'll look at that. And the Astros have a big series as they travel to Arlington. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.